Town of Discovery Bay General Meeting to order. Please join Vice President Coe, pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect, all members are present.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to open up public comment. Public can address us on any item that is not on our agenda. There's a three-minute speaking time limit. Does anyone feel a desire to address us? Going once, going twice. We'll close public comments and move to the consent calendar. Is any of the items need to be removed?
Move for acceptance.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Area agency report, Supervisor Burgess office.
Good evening, directors. Happy New Year. I think I've seen you since last year. So these updates, I'm sure you heard from the supervisor at the recent State of the Town address, but I'll just go over them again quickly for those who were not able to attend. So transportation, we've got some upcoming projects coming. Phase two for Basco Road is going to be in the works starting late this year, early next year. It's going to be completing the phase two project, which is the mile and a half long concrete median barrier northerly direction for approximately 1.5 miles. And then Byron Highway and Byer Road, we're doing some safety improvements out there in front of Excelsior Middle School. So Public Works is going to install safety improvements along the front edge of Excelsior. Public Works will create a left turn pocket from southbound Byron Highway to eastbound Byer Road, and a two-way left turn lane on Byron Highway, and we'll be widening the shoulders as well. Supervisors' efforts to crack down on illegal dumping advanced last year, which resulted in the Board of Supervisors making this a priority. Assemblymember Rebecca Kahn advocated and procured $375,000 from the state budget for Contra Costa County to fund a pilot program for illegal dumping. And it's going to include hiring 4 dedicated per diem officers, street lights, surveillance cameras, street signs, working with truck companies and public outreach. And the county will be prepared for a more aggressive approach once full funding is available. And then the supervisor has been working on with our farm community to look at the county agricultural ordinances to see if they can be updated to make it more economically viable while maintaining the agricultural character and leaving the sensitive habitat as is, as the voters had mandated. So with that, is there anything I can do for you? Yeah.
Fantastic report.
Thanks. Good seeing you.
Sheriff's office, please.
Looking for last month's stats for Discovery Bay, we had 447 calls for service with these 27 reports taken for last month, and looks like 86 traffic stops were done in the area of Discovery Bay. Looking over the stats, we did have a two auto birds, and that one residential bird. Residential bird was over 70 here. Looks like it was missing a compressor out there. Other than that, I didn't see any identity theft or mail theft that I could see up there, so that was a good thing. That's my. With that said, if there's any particular questions, I wanted to introduce our new station house commander, Lieutenant Mark Johnson.
Welcome. Hello. You might have my seat in here?
No.
Good evening. My name is Mark Johnson. I'm the new lieutenant out here at Airfield Station. Title is station house commander. I'm happy to be out here. Quick background, been with the Sheriff's Office 21, 22 years. Came from our watch commander program. We have two new Discovery Bay resident deputies. Deputy Glenn Bryant couldn't make it tonight, but Cody here, which I'll have him introduce himself. Come on up. He's your new deputy out here in Discovery Bay. He's very good at what he does. We're very happy to have him here. And on that?
Deputy Cody Castellucio, just Cody, last name is really long. Been with the Sheriff's Office for about 4 years. Grew up around this area, so I know this area very well. Very happy to be in the spot. And if you guys need anything, feel free to like wave me down, or if you have some kids who need some stickers or anything, just let me know.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Any questions on that report?
I don't.
Looks good, Tony. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Tony.
Okay. CHP, I understand, is en route. They have a customer there at the moment. And with that, we'll go to East County Fire.
Good evening, board, and I can't confirm because I just drove by Donnie.
I saw him too.
Good evening. I haven't seen anybody since December, so also Happy New Year. I'll give you some of the December numbers before I jump into January. So there were 54 calls Discovery Bay for, or, sorry, 52 calls for the month of December, and that response up to 933. Happy to report no major incidents in Discovery Bay for the month of December. In January, there were 54 calls, and again, no major incidents in Discovery Bay with an average response time of 952. For the month of January, I got some early numbers because they just populated. We use a specific computer program, and they populate usually within the first 3 days after the first. So all I can give you tonight for January is we ran 693 calls with an average response time of 813. For the calendar year of 2019, the district ran 7,679 calls with an average response time of 819. Again, I'll have further numbers for you when it comes to next month, because we have to wait for the poll numbers to compile for the year also. I'll have next month a breakdown of all the structure fires we ran, car wrecks, etc. A couple of exciting things at this time in the district. We made job offers to a deputy fire marshal, two fire inspectors, and a permit technician. These are all cost-neutral positions for the fire district. The permit fees, the plans fees that we collect when we took over our own Fire Prevention Bureau, is paying for these positions. We expect all of them to be starting around March 1st-ish. They're all in background checks at this time. That's a good thing, especially the inspector part. Between having the inspectors and the fire aides that we hired about 6 months ago, it's going to give us, again, a little more teeth as we go into the next wildland season to be able to enforce some weed abatement, fire breaks, things of that sort. So we're finally getting to the point where we have enough people to really start putting that program together. Another thing is, and if you want to mark this down on your calendars, we'll be holding our second annual volunteer firefighter reunion ceremony April 18th. At Knightson Elementary School, same spot as last year. We've turned this into a reunion ceremony after the last year's inaugural ceremony. So again, if you know any of the old Discovery Bay volunteers from many years ago, and they weren't able to make last one, start spreading the word, we'll be putting out flyers soon. And one other thing, we're gonna be hosting a pancake breakfast on the morning of St. Patrick's Day. Time yet to be determined, but it's probably around 8 a.m. So once I get the final confirm that what time it is, I will send it over to the board. And that is my report for the month.
Your average time this last month was about a minute, maybe a little bit more under the average we've been seeing. Is that the time of the year, a cooler weather, not as many fires?
That's kind of finicky. Mostly time of the year. Distance traveled is the big one. So the closer the calls are to station 59, obviously that time is gonna condense a little shorter the farther out. So yes, during wildland season, we're running more vegetation fires in that Basco or farther Byron Highway area. That's compounding the time on those. This time of year, we don't have that. So we're getting more of our calls just in the local area. So you'll see the time drop.
It's appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, staff, any liaison reports? Presentation. We'll go to business and action item G1. Staff.
Yes, the detailed staff report is before you. This matter is the second time we've brought suggested staff amendments to ordinance number 7 This was introduced at the last board meeting on January 7th. And basically, the ordinance has been amended to reflect the requirements of SB 998, which is the new shutoff law that becomes effective February 1st. Along with some other cleanup provisions related to application for water service security deposits, which we've eliminated, and some creditworthiness requirements that were in there, and strengthening customer appeals process. So what staff is recommending at this point is that we open up the public hearing on the amendments as drafted, accept any public comments, close the public hearing, adopt Ordinance 7, and then at that particular time, we will publish the vote of the board within 15 days, and then 30 days from today is when the actual ordinance would take effect if there's been no significant modifications.
Okay, do we have any clarifying questions from the board?
Just one. This now all complies with SB 998, is that correct?
That is correct. Okay.
And at this time, I'd like to open the public hearing. Anybody in the public that wants to comment on the ordinance? Seeing no comments, I'll bring it back to the board for discussion and or motion.
I would move approval of staff recommendation to adopt ordinance number 7 and make the appropriate publication.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed. Now move on to G2.
Okay, I'll bring our projects manager Yuraka up to talk about this item.
And the Newport Water Treatment Plant that are not within the territorial boundary of Discovery Bay. And because of that, the town is paying property taxes on that land. Normally, public agencies do not pay property taxes, but that only applies if the land is within your corporate territory. And so the town is paying about $11,000 a year on those properties and property taxes. We have an opportunity before us in that the Pantages project, which will be processing through the town, they need to annex, which is a process that goes through the Local Agency Formation Commission, LAFCO. And so when we met with the LAFCO executive officer, I asked, could we piggyback on the annexation and bring in our properties to the town of Discovery Bay corporate boundary so we can have our land within our district? And she said, yes, we could do that. And what saves us is about the $3,500 of application fees to LAFCO, because Pantages will be paying that for their project. And because we're piggybacking on them, we don't need to pay that. What we would need to pay is our own costs for preparing any plat maps and legal descriptions that would be needed to go to LAFCO. Pantages is paying their own costs for their plat maps and legal descriptions for their portion of the work. We would simply prepare the annexation application to LAFCO, and which is a resolution of application. It's a standard form that we would just fill out and complete, bring it back to you guys for approval. And one of the issues in discussing with LAFCO executive officer and the county planning department is that Plant 2 is actually outside the urban limit line. And the urban limit line is established to have no urban development or no services delivered to any areas outside the urban limit line for private purposes. So the county doesn't want to see private development or water and sewer or any other services extended outside the urban limit line for private purposes. But they're okay with it for governmental purposes, for anything the town wants to do. So what they would want to see in order to support our application is some language which would place that restriction on that land that's outside the urban limit line. And so there would be no restrictions on the town for the use of our land for expanding the plant, or if we wanted to put in solar panels there someday, anything of that nature. That's not the intention of the restriction. So the action before you tonight, or recommendation for the action, is to authorize staff to prepare the necessary documents to do this annexation, and authorize the general manager to spend up to $15,000 for these plat maps and any other incidentals that might pop up. And then we would work with legal counsel to come up with some suggested language to send over to the county and LAFCO for what this restriction would say. I would like to make it very broad and very general so we don't inadvertently handcuffed in any way. I would need to prepare the CEQA document to move forward in the application. And so that's those are the action items that we need to be executed and then brought back to the board. So that's the approval that we're seeking from you tonight.
Just
one question. What, off the top of your head, do you know approximately the size of plant number two property?
Right, so plant two, I think, is total of about maybe 50 acres, okay. Around 50, 60 acres,
somewhere. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
But it's going to encompass all the land, even the unused land that's around property two, because we own quite a large parcel out there. Okay.
Yes, there's three parcels that the town owns.
Yeah.
All three parcels are included in the annexation.
Thank you. This time I'll open it up for public comment. Is there any public comment? Seeing no public comment, I'll come back to the board for any questions or motion.
I move that we follow the recommendations of staff.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed. Okay, we're going on to G3.
On May 4th, 2020, a regular special district member seat on the LAFCO board will expire. That seat is currently held by Mike McGill from Central Contra Costa Sanitary District, and he's indicated that he will seek reappointment to that seat. But there is a call for nominations and for the name of voting delegates with a deadline of March 6, 2020. So what I'm looking for here tonight from the board is we recommend that the board appoint President Pease as the voting delegate of our district to be able to vote on who should be on that seat, and to designate Vice President Brian Gateau as an alternate if President Pease is unable to vote. So that's number one, to enable those, to designate that voting right. But then part two is that if there's any member on this board that would like to be nominated for running against Mike McGill for that seat, we would take that nomination and then we would come back at the next meeting, regular board meeting, with a resolution asking that that particular board member be nominated. This is not required unless somebody wants to run against Mike, but that's up to the board.
So I have just one question about the process then. So what guidance does the voting member, in this case President Pease, go and vote with LAFCO? Is that something we discuss as a board and come up with a conclusion? Okay. And then that moves forward as the will of the board. Okay. Don't remember that happening before, but I guess
we have. We don't have the nomination yet. We only have one person expressed an interest. Every board, there's 40 something special districts in Contra Costa County, so there might be another one.
Then I would move that we designate the president and vice president as a first vote and alternate vote for the LAFCO.
Second.
All right. I'd like to ask for any public comment. Seeing none, does the motion include all three items?
No.
You know, when it's in on the nomination, we have until March. So if there's someone that wants to fill in, I would say that would be separate.
Okay, so the motion is just for item one.
Yeah, let's keep it simple.
Then moved and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, now let's discuss item two. Is there any interest from the board members?
So there might be some interest, but I think that we ought to look at the benefit and the process to get into that.
I would suggest we bring that back for discussion on the next agenda. We have time to do that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, somebody's interested, wants to look into it, wants to, I mean, this is our first really hearing about it, so it gives the board an opportunity to research it, see what the responsibilities are, whether or not the time element is works in the schedule and stuff like that.
Sounds good to me. So with that, then we can do the approval of the resolution now.
Well, it would be, I'm trying to look at the dates here. So we have a deadline of March 6th to have a resolution in place and turn that in on who our nominee is to LAFCO to run to this seat. So you have a meeting in the middle of February, and I think you have one meeting prior to the March 6th deadline in March. So at the next meeting, you could call for nominations, make a nomination, and then we'll have the resolution for that nomination to be voted on in the first week of March, first meeting in March.
Which is the board. It works for me.
Okay, sounds like consensus, so we'll go with that. And at this time, I'm going to jump backwards, and we're going to ask the representative of the California Highway Patrol to provide his report. We heard you were a little occupied here. Before.
You've been spotted.
Yes, yes. You know how it is every time you have something to do, or the things pop up. Sergeant Martardius, just doing a little bit of trash up here, but the activity we had out here for last month was predominantly, I wasn't around, but it was from another officer I had come out here and help out. He did just him alone, the other stats I couldn't get, so it's probably pretty much just him. He's the one that comes out here a lot. He had 14 sites for speed, 4 for registration, 1 for seat belt, 2 for stop sign, 2 equipment violations, 2 cell phones, and 1 right-of-way violation, which I believe he came out one morning, did like 2 hours, I think it was the cost of that Newport there coming through. Arrest-wise, we had 5 DUI arrests, 1 arrest for a warrant, 1 for a misdemeanor hit and run, 1 for a stolen vehicle recovery, and 2 for driving on suspended license for DUI. That's what we had out here. You guys have any questions or any concerns?
Just a question on the Discovery Bay Boulevard and Highway 4. Are you still looking at that periodically, looking for people that are trying to go around the delineators?
My counterpart that was out here to come out every now and then, we promoted up. So instead of having 2 of us doing this, now it's just me for the whole county. So yeah, it's kind of hard. But I was able to, one of the guys that used to do within the team, he promoted up a few years ago. Well, he's back at Contra Costa. He's familiar with us, so he's handling the West County stuff and also some of the other duties. So good for him. That frees my time up a little bit. But yeah, that's an issue. Have you guys been noticing anything? Has it been damping down, or is it just kind of being the same overall?
Well, Caltrans came and did a modification of the orange delineators, shrinking them a bit, making the left turn from Highway 4 onto Discovery Bay Boulevard better. I have not heard of residents complaining about cars trying to swerve around it, so maybe that's not good.
This morning I came out here about 4 in the morning to try to hit some of the AM commutes. And then, like on Victor, I got a couple, the highest I got was 88 miles an hour. And then there's a bunch of 70s and 60s. Yeah, so, but I, when I came out here a little bit in the morning, I didn't see that being an issue, really. I think more of the issue now is moved down to Newport. Right there?
Yes.
Is what it is right there. And I sat there for a minute and got one person that I guess didn't know that was a cop car.
Thank you.
That's not a problem.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay. We'll go back now to G4, the MOU with the Groundwater Sustainability Plan.
Yes. As the board is aware, the board voted to make us a groundwater sustainable agency back in 2017, I believe it was. And the next matter that came before the board was a memorandum of understanding that we entered into between us as a GSA and six other GSAs that shared the eastern portion of the Tracy sub-basin. And basically that MOU said that we're going to agree to play nice and in the development of a groundwater sustainable plan, which is required by the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act of January 1st, 2015. Next got brought back to the board a first amendment to that MOU, and the purpose of that amendment, which was approved as a for me to sign as a participant in that, was basically to share cost of developing this groundwater sustainability plan with the other East County members that share our groundwater basin. What is being brought to you tonight is we were able to actually split the Tracy sub-basin and acquire our own sub-basin, which is now known, instead of the Tracy sub-basin, we are the East Contra Costa sub-basin. And so what is being before you is a restated MOU that represents the fact that we're now dealing with the East Contra Costa sub-basin. And that's the real meat of what the new MOU is. So I'm looking for authority to sign that as a participant with the other GSAs.
Any clarifying questions from the board? I'll open public comment. Seeing no public comment, we'll close that and bring back to the board for discussion or motion.
I would move that we authorize the amended
restated
agreement.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
And we'll go to G5, possible action to approve the 2020 application for grant funds.
Yes, I'll bring Monica up to talk to the board about this.
Good evening, everyone. In your agenda packet, you will see a staff report to authorize the general manager to execute all documents in regards to a $68,804 remaining of the WW Measure grant. What we'd like to do, this was discussed at a previous Parks and Rec committee meeting, we'd like to take courts 3 and 4, which are unusable at this time, and convert them into 6 pickleball courts. We have a group here, the pickleball folks have generously agreed, they've been working very hard, to donate up to $30,000 to meet and to meet the required amount we believe it will cost to make the conversion. Any questions?
Okay, with that, open it up to public comment. There's public comment. Seeing no public comment, we'll bring it back to the board for discussion.
I would move staff recommendation. Parks and Rec looked at this. Brian and I discussed it with the group and with Monica, and they came to our meeting, and I would move forward with this recommendation.
I would second it, and also just comment that the pickleball people really stepped up. We challenged them 2 years ago to see if they would be willing to partner with us and help us out, and I think that they have done an admirable job and a very, very generous contribution to the effort, and look forward to seeing a lot of pickleball being played.
I was new on the board when the pickleballers came in force to give their opinions of what they thought should be done. My hat's off to you for all you've done.
I agree. I was on a Parks and Rec commission at that time and suggested that it could be a partnership, and we have definitely filled your part of it. Hopefully we'll be successful in getting the grant and move forward. Anyway, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Do we have any manager's reports?
No.
We have some directors' reports for standing committees. Finance Committee?
Yes. Finance Committee met this afternoon. We discussed basically three items. We went over some preliminary numbers for the upcoming rate study for water and wastewater rates. We also heard the progress made on the audit and reviewed the budget calendar for the upcoming year.
Okay, Internal Affairs.
Internal Affairs also met this afternoon, and we discussed the item tonight on the SB 998 and the water shutoff issues. Also a couple updates on some personnel changes and additions, and an update on the automatic license plate readers.
I'd like to hear a little bit about the license plate readers.
Mike?
Mike's got that in his report later on, I think.
Mike? Sure.
Oh, okay. No, you do. Yes, you do. It's written down right here. So we're going to wait until it's your turn.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, wastewater.
Bob, you want to take this one too?
Sure.
Just kidding.
Great.
Water, wastewater, marina, underwater crossing pipe break. You probably aren't aware of that, but we have people working that issue. That was discussed. Two other items that were brought into the board tonight, which was the sustainability for the sub-basin and the Plant 2 water treatment plant sites annexation. The other two items were discussed, report on the wastewater Plant 2 water quality work, and the last is the bulk water dispensing station update on that.
Okay. Any?
Just a question with regards to the marina crossing, the broken pipe. What's going on there? Did you get an update on that?
We did get an update. And would it be appropriate to have Mike give the board an update real quick?
I can have Aaron come. I'll have, that's Aaron's field, so we'll have Aaron come up and do it.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yep. So currently, the water crossing is shut off. It's not affecting any services right now. We're looking to have a diver go down there and clean the area of the pipe as it is exposed. It's about a 3-inch diameter hole. This is about the 5 o'clock position of the pipe. And we're hoping the diver will go down there and clean the surface of the pipe, give us the outside diameter of the pipe, and we can put a stainless steel clamp on it and be good.
Oh, resolve it that way, huh?
Yeah.
That's a lot cheaper than what we're talking about.
Yeah, we can do that.
So,
that's a hopeful thing.
We know that's
a patch.
Yeah, I know why you want to bring it up. Get our hopes up, but that's good news. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any other reportable items from the board? Seeing none, now we will move on to the general managers.
Yes, first thing I'd like to report is our Wipes in the Pipes campaign keeps growing and growing, and we actually have received a Capio Award for video production, and they presented us with this award at their CAPIO meeting, which is the California Association of Public Information Officers. And the accolades keep coming in. Last week, I believe it was, I attended the California Water Environment Association, and we received, along with our partners in the Wipes in the Pipe campaign, a plaque, which is going to be revised because this one has the city of Brentwood. We're going to get that changed. So, yeah, it's there.
Off that. Nice.
So,
nice.
I noticed that. We're going to take care of it. So that's our Wipes in the Pipes. And as you guys know, Sue Heinel, my executive assistant, was really the one that advanced that name, and we latched onto it. It became a really fantastic marketing effort. So very proud of her for that and our participation in this. The next item is automated license plate readers. I received a letter from Captain Borbley. He's been the one handling the implementation of automated license plate record readers. And they already have some installed on Bixler Road, which have been successful catching some individuals and apprehending some stolen vehicles and things of that nature. And they've been working with Caltrans, and they're finalizing efforts with Caltrans to get some of the license plate readers attached to Caltrans poles to get Caltrans traffic on Highway 4. Since that's not a county area in its state, you got to work with Caltrans. One of the things that they noticed with regard to inbound Stockton traffic heading westbound on Highway 4 towards us is the poles that Caltrans has for some reason is unsuitable for putting the camera there. So I received a letter from Captain Borgley asking permission for us to put one of the cameras on one of our back poles off of Cherry Drive there to capture that inbound Stockton traffic. In the letter, it states that they're responsible for all maintenance and installation and that they're going to take ownership of that camera. They would just like our permission, so I'll be giving them permission to do that. Okay?
So, will that be the final camera? Wasn't it 12 or 15 cameras or something like that?
I don't think it's the final camera yet because they're still dealing with Caltrans. There's, I know they've involved Assemblyman Frazier to get the ball running for some stalls on that. But I anticipate, we've got some up. This is going to be another one. We'll start working immediately. And then we'll be putting those on Highway 4 as they're approved by Caltrans.
Okay, thank you. Okay. We have some correspondence come in, and now we'll move on to future agenda items. Does the board have any future agenda items? With that, we're going to move to closed session. I have legal explanation.
Town Discovery Bay is going to adjourn to closed session for the item to consider the items identified on the agenda as N1 and N2.